Okay, let's look at one more example of the investigative judgment outside of the book of Daniel.
Izvan knjige proroka Danila, još jedan primer istražnog suda.
And this one is found in the New Testament.
A ovo je pronađeno u Novom Zavetu.
Please open to Acts chapter 7.
Dela sedma glava.
Here is the chapter that describes the stoning of Stephen.
To je skamenisanje Stefana.
Now we as Seventh-day Adventists have traditionally said that the end of the 70-week prophecy happened with the stoning of Stephen.
Mi kao adventisti obično kažemo da je na kraju onih 70 sedmica došlo kamenisanje Stefana.
From 457 to 34 AD.
457 pre Hrista do 34. posle Hrista.
But I have not been very clear as to why this event was so important.
Ali meni nije baš bilo uvek jasno zašto je taj događaj važan.
In fact, I was rather embarrassed to teach this part about our 70-week prophecy interpretation.
Stvari, bilo me sram da podučavam taj deo 70 sedmica, to proroštvo.
Why does the stoning of Stephen have such significance?
Čemu kamenisanje Stefana toliki znači tom događaju?
Well, I am indebted again to my colleague Dr. Shea for analyzing this chapter.
Dugujem zahvalnost opet kolegi Shea za analizu ovog poglavlja.
You will find his analysis in again chapter 1 of Selected Studies in Prophetic Interpretation.
Dakle, opet nalazite u prvom poglavlju ove knjige to. Can I just say something
yes.
to them? Pogledajte koliko je ovo akademsko poštenje. Znači, naučite se sada. Znači, vi nemate pravo da pozajmljate određene ideje koje, razumete, da kažete su vaše koje nisu. I just explain about the academic honesty that you have.
Okay.
You know, if it's very yes. important for them.
Okay. This has also been written up in a more recent journal, in the Journal of the Adventist Theological Society.
Dakle, ovo je napisano i u magazinu o adventističkog društva, dakle, časopisu.
Why is this long description of Stephen's speech recorded in the Bible?
Zašto je ovaj Stefanov govor tako dug zapisan u Bibliji?
It seems to go on and on and on for 53 verses.
53 stiha ima taj govor.
What can this possibly contribute toward our understanding of
čemu
plan of salvation?
Čemu ovo doprinosi nešto veliko u razumevanju plana spasenja?
Why didn't the narrator just say he was stoned?
Zašto nije onaj koji je zapisao jednostavno rekao kamenisan je?
Why did he have to record this lengthy speech?
Zašto ovoliko dug govor?
Well, Dr. Shea points out in this little description in his book.
Dakle, Shea ističe u ovoj knjizi
that Stephen's speech actually follows the same pattern as the Old Testament covenant lawsuit.
Da je Stefanov govor u stvari napisan po modelu, izrečen po modelu ovog procesa sudskog.
Which means that Stephen is the last prophet to Old Testament Israel.
Što znači da je Stefan poslednji prorok u Izraelu.
And he, like Isaiah and like Micah in the Old Testament.
I on kao Isaija i Mihej
was calling the leaders to judgment.
Je pozvao vođe na sud.
He was the prosecuting attorney in this trial.
On je u stvari bio tužitelj na tom sudskom procesu.
The judge in heaven.
A predstavljao je sudiju na nebu.
And so you notice that he starts out in verse 2.
U drugom stihu on počinje.
The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham.
Bog slave javi se ocu našem Avramu.
He introduces who is this God.
On to jednostavno predstavlja Boga. Ko je Bog?
And then he begins a long historical prologue.
A onda ima jedan dug prolog istorijski.
He describes all the things that God has done for his people in
on opisuje
the Old Testament history.
Sve stvari koje Bog čini u Starom Zavetu.
He even mentions the building of the sanctuary.
On čak spominje i izgradnju svetinje.
Verse 44, building it according to the pattern that Moses had seen.
44. stih, da ga načini po onoj prilici, kao što ga vide Mojsije.
But then in verse 51,
a onda 51. stih,
he moves to the next step, to the indictments.
On prelazi na optužbe.
You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did.
Tvrdovrati i neobrezanih srca i ušiju, vi se jednako protivite Duhu Svetom, kako here, vaši oci, tako i vi.
Here he begins the indictment part of the covenant lawsuit.
To su optužbe onog sudskog procesa.
Now the leaders were not ignorant of this pattern in the Old Testament.
Vođe su znale za ovaj model u Starom Zavetu.
And as they heard this next section, they were now clear what he was doing.
I kad su čuli ovaj sledeći odlomak, sad su već znali jasno šta on hoće.
He was bringing them into trial.
On ih je dovodio na sud.
He was taking the position of a prophet of God, like in the Old Testament times.
On je uzeo status proroka Božeg iz Starog Zaveta.
And he was condemning them, like the Old Testament prophets condemned their fathers in the Old Testament times.
Osuđivao ih kao proroci njihove oce u Starom Zavetu.
And they were furious.
Tako da su pobesnili.
And so it says that they were cut to the heart, verse 54, and they gnashed at him with their teeth.
Kaže, rasrdiše se u srcima i škrgutah u zubima.
But then what does Stephen see?
A onda šta je to video Stephen?
Says, being full of the Holy Spirit, he gazed into heaven.
Budući pun Duha Svetog,
and saw the glory of God.
I vide slavu Božju.
And Jesus sitting at the right hand of God.
Isusa gde sedi s desne strane Boga.
Does it say sitting at the right hand of God?
Kaže sedi.
He's now standing.
On stoji.
Where else do we find Jesus standing?
Gde još Isus stoji?
In the heavenly sanctuary.
U nebeskoj svetinji.
Exactly, Daniel chapter 12 and verse 1.
Danilo 12:1.
At the close of probation, at the end of time.
Na kraju vremena milosti. Kraj vremena.
Daniel stands up.
Danilo ustaje.
I'm sorry. In Daniel 12:1, the Michael stands up.
Dobro, Mihajlo ustaje.
And announces the close of probation and the verdict upon the world at the end of the
proglašava kraj vremena milosti i osudu.
Daniel 12:1 is the close of the investigative judgment in heaven.
To je kraj istražnog suda na nebu. Danilo 12:1.
The final investigative judgment.
Konačnog, onog poslednjeg istražnog suda.
Well, here in the type, in the mini investigative judgment.
A ovde u mini istražnom sudu, tip.
Stephen sees Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
Stefan vidi Isusa da stoji s desne strane Boga.
How do you know this is important in the narrative?
Kako znate da je ovo narativ uopšte važno?
Look for those narrative techniques.
Pogledajte u način kako se narativi pišu, tehniku.
It's repeated twice.
Dva put se ponavlja.
Verse 55.
55.
This is Dr. Luke that's writing here.
To Dr. Luka piše.
He tells what Stephen sees.
On kaže šta Stefan vidi.
And then in verse 56.
A u 56.
He records the words of Stephen saying exactly the same thing.
Iste reči spominje, ali sada Stefan govori.
This is a classic technique in narrative work to see the most important point when it's repeated.
Ovo je klasična tehnika ponavljanja važnih, dakle, reči.
And Stephen sees Jesus standing there at the right hand of God.
A Bog vidi Isusa da stoji s desne strane.
Here's the indication. It's the end of the investigative judgment for the Israel's leaders.
Kraj istražnog suda za vođe Izraela.
And when they hear him say that,
kad su čuli da on to kaže,
they also recognize that he's announcing the verdict upon them.
Shvatili su da on optužbu, osudu objavljuje nad njima.
The divine verdict and sentence.
Božansku osudu.
And this makes them even more furious.
Kaznu. Onda su se još više razgnevili.
And they stopped their ears so they wouldn't hear him speak anymore.
Začepili uši.
And they ran at him and grabbed him.
Zgrabili ga.
And they threw him out of the city and they stoned him.
Izvan grada su izveli i kamenisali.
Was that a fulfillment of prophecy?
Da li je to bilo ispunjenje proroštva?
Here was the end of the 70 weeks.
Ovo je kraj 70 sedmica.
And here is an investigative judgment marking the end of the close of probation upon God's Old Testament people.
I ovo je kraj istražnog suda za Izrael, Boži narod.
Now, very interestingly, this is predicted, specifically predicted in Daniel 9.
Ovo je posebno u Danilu 9 prorečeno.
Let's test the
da istestiramo
the translation here of the Serbian Bible again.
Srpski prevod još jednom.
I have never found an English Bible that has this one right.
Ovo u engleskom nikad nisam video da je zapisano.
In verse 24 again, Daniel 9:24.
24.
It says the next the last thing that was supposed to happen during these 70 weeks.
Poslednja stvar za ovih 70 sedmica koja treba da se
to seal up the vision. And what?
What is that verse?
The 24, the next to the last line of 9:24, Daniel 9:24.
Da se zapečati utvara.
To seal up the vision and what does your version say?
Prophecy.
The prophecy, yes. Okay, here, just like the English, we have missed the Hebrew. The Hebrew does not
nije,
say prophecy.
Nije jevrijski, nije u proroštvu jevrijski.
The Hebrew says nabi, navi. Prophet.
Proroka u jevrejskom, navi.
To seal up the prophet, not the prophecy.
Da se zapečati utvara i prorok.
Now, the translators have interpreted this, well, this
tako
must imply the prophecy.
Tumačili prevodioci ovo, tako da to uključuje i proroštvo.
But the text doesn't say the prophecy, it says the prophet.
Tekst ne kaže proroštvo, nego proroka.
And so Shea suggests that that's exactly what happened there when Stephen was stoned.
Tako da je Stefan, kamenisan Stefan, u stvari to zapečaćenje
šepe. Here, as he was uttering these words of the verdict of the investigative judgment.
To su reči optužbe u istražnom sudu.
His lips were sealed in death.
U smrti su mu zapečaćena usta.
The prophet was sealed.
Prorok zapečaćen.
And we come to the end of the 70-week prophecy.
I to je kraj 70 sedmica.
I am no longer afraid to preach the 70-week prophecy and the ending part especially.
Tako da se ne bojim više da propovedam 70 sedmica, posebno ovaj poslednji deo.
I can hardly wait to show my Bible study interest how this is fulfilled so precisely.
U stvari jedva čekam da onom s kim radim biblijski rad pokažem da je to ispunjeno.
Now to summarize what we've done so far this morning.
A sad da malo sumiramo jutrašnje predavanje.
We've looked through the Bible at God's regular procedure through history.
Pogledali smo u Bibliju tu regularni proces, dakle, postoji u istoriji.
His mini investigative judgments.
Mini istražne sudove.
And I would urge you to do that kind of survey in your Bible study before you go to the book of Daniel.
I predlažem vam da napravite pregled, pronađete ove stihove pre knjige proroka Danila.
If you go directly to Daniel 7,
ako odete u Danila 7 odmah,
people say, what is this? This investigative judgment, that sounds so foreign to the Bible.
To je toliko strano u Bibliji. Kakav je to istražni sud u Danilu 7?
But if you show them that this is God's regular way of dealing with his people.
Ali ako im pokažete da je to Boži način kako je Bog normalno radio s ljudima.
Because this is the kind of fair judge he is.
Da je on fair, dakle sudija.
He doesn't close probation without first opening the evidence and showing that he's done everything he can to save.
Dakle, on pokazuje da je učinio sve što je mogao da spasi.
And when they see this pattern throughout history.
I kad vide taj model kroz istoriju.
When you move to discuss the final events.
Ako se jednostavno poslednji događaji opisuju.
You won't have to convince them of the investigative judgment.
Ne treba vi ni da ubeđujete u istražnom sudu.
More than likely they will ask you.
U stvari oni će vas pitati.
If this is the way God's worked all the way through history, well, there must be an investigative judgment before he comes back again.
Ako je Bog tako kroz istoriju činio, onda može biti, mora biti da će Bog i na kraju tako činiti.
And just as it took an extended period of time there in Ezekiel's time, well, it must take an extended period of time here at the end.
Kao što je u Ezekielu toliko čekao, onda i na kraju vremena će čekati.
And you can say to them, presto, that's right, exactly right.
Da, tako je.
And then you can open Daniel 7 and it will make perfect sense to them.
A ako onda im okrenete Daniel 7, onda će potpuni smisao imati.
So now it's time for us to open the book of Daniel.
A sad ćemo mi da otvorimo knjigu proroka Daniela.
But before we do, are there any questions about what we've discussed so far today?
Ali pre Danila, ima li nekih pitanja na ono što smo danas kazali?
Does it make sense?
Ima li to smisla?
The deafening silence must mean yes, I hope.
Mrtva tišina mora da znači da.
Yes.
A zašto ovo s mrtvima ima važnost?
Pa ima važnost što on već sudio Božjem narodu, koji su vidimo u Starom zavetu u procesu istražnog suda, čega će sada
ponovo da im sudi.
Ponovo da te slučajeve ispituje.
Okay, she asked if God judged the Old Testament professed people in a mini investigative judgments. Why should he judge them again after AD 44 as the dead ones who passed away?
Okay, this is a good question.
To je dobro pitanje.
And I believe we have to realize that these many investigative judgments were not primarily dealing with eternal life issues.
Ovi istražni sudovi nisu uvek u vezi s večnim životom.
What was the punishment for Israel for their investigative judgment?
Šta je bila kazna recimo za Izrael za istražni sud?
They were sent into captivity.
Išli su u zarobljeništvo.
It was a corporate kind of thing.
To je bilo korporativno.
And some who went there were innocent actually.
Neki koji su bili tamo su bili nevini, stvari.
But this was God's indication of on the earthly level of how he was dealing with his people.
A tu je u stvari pokazatelj na zemaljskom nivou kako on sa svojim narodom radi.
But the final investigative judgment will decide our eternal destiny.
Ali konačni istražni sud određuje večnu sudbinu.
So for example the investigative judgment of Stephen this brought the end of the theocracy for Israel.
Istražni sud recimo za Stefana je bio kraj teokratije.
But it didn't mean that all Jews were going to be lost.
Ali nije značio da će svi Jevreji biti izgubljeni.
And so I see these mini investigative judgments
ja
on the horizontal level.
Mini istražni sudovi na horizontalnom nivou.
Dealing with the first death, if you please, or the earthly situation.
Koje su imale u vezu sa prvom smrću, zemaljskom situacijom.
Whereas the final judgment decides who will experience the second death.
A konačni sud određuje ko će drugu smrt da doživi.
Does that help at all? Yeah. I should have made that clearer too. I appreciate that question.
To sam trebao da razjasnim ranije. Daniel 7, does it follow the same procedure as...
Daniel 7 does not describe the proceedings.
Danilo 7 ne opisuje tu.
As we will see, it just says the court was seated.
Kaže sud sede.
And the books were opened.
Knjige se otvoriše.
But it just describes the beginning process.
Ali samo opisuje početak procesa.
And we can assume that the process goes through the same picture.
I pretpostavljamo da je ista procedura za taj.
One assumption for that is interestingly in the seven churches.
U sedam crkava
as these are examined one by one in Revelation 2 and 3.
Isus jednu po jednu.
It goes through this same structure.
Ista je struktura.
So it's still there in the New Testament in the book of Revelation.
Dakle, u Novom zavetu u Otkrivenju još je tu ta struktura.
But we don't have a precise description in the book of Daniel of the structure.
Ali u knjizi proroka Daniela nemamo jasno tu strukturu.
Okay. All right, let's go to the book of Daniel here.
Da idemo u Daniela sada.
I realize that Daniel is the core subject for an entire semester sometimes.
Shvatam da je Danilo za ceo semestar.
And some of you have already taken the Daniel course.
Neki ste već slušali Danila.
And I hear that Daniel may be coming from Stefanović this next year sometime.
Negde sledeće godine, verovatno na jesen, će biti i Danilo Stefanović.
And so I have purposely not devoted a major portion of the sanctuary class to the book of Daniel.
Tako da namerno nisam veći deo nastave odredio za Danila.
But we can't omit Daniel totally and still have the doctrine of the sanctuary.
Ali ne možemo da jednostavno izbacimo Danila i da još uvijek govorimo o svetinji.
So I wish to point to a few highlights of the book of Daniel.
Samo nekoliko glavnih tačaka.
And especially some of the recent evidence that's come out that confirms the sanctuary message.
Posebno neke od novijih istraživanja koje potvrđuju da je ovde nauka o svetinji prisutna.
What is the meaning of the name Daniel?
Šta je značenje Daniel?
What is it?
Šta je to?
Dan, what is Dan?
Šta je Dan?
Judge.
Judge.
I?
I? Šta znači?
My judge.
My
judge. El?
Bog.
God. So God is my judge.
Bog je moj sudije.
It shouldn't surprise us that the book is about judgment.
Ne bi trebalo da nas onda iznenadi da je knjiga o sudu.
I have become convinced in teaching the class in the prophets, the major prophets, the minor prophets.
Ja sam bio ubeđen, pošto predajem i manje i velike proroke,
that naming is very important for God.
Da je imenovanje, davanje imena za Boga veoma bitno.
When someone's character changes, he changes their name.
Kad se karakter nečiji promeni, on promeni ime.
And the prophets he chooses,
i proroci koji je izabrao,
more often than not, their message is summarized by their name.
Veoma često njihova poruka je sumirana u imenu.
So those of you who are married,
za vas koji ste oženjeni, udati,
and are about to have children,
i tek treba da imate dete,
or those who are someday going to have children,
ili vi koji ćete jednog dana imati dete,
pray long before you choose the name for your child.
Molite se pre nego što date ime detetu.
I heard 2 weeks ago about a man that loved American baseball.
Čuo sam pre dve sedmice za jednog čovjeka koji voli baseball.
The Chicago Cubs.
Chicago?
The Chicago Cubs.
O da, to je ime ovog kluba iz Chicago.
They almost made it into the World Series this year.
Dakle, u svetskoj su seriji. Skoro.
They were ready to be winners and then they blew the game in the last inning.
Trebali su da pobede, u poslednjem minutu su upropastili.
But this man loved the Chicago Cubs.
Ali on je voleo Chicago Cubs.
He went to the game whenever he could.
Išao na utakmicu kad god je mogao.
So what did he name his children?
Kako je decu prozvao?
No.
Ne.
The names of the streets around the stadium of the Chicago Cubs.
Po imenu ulica oko stadiona gde igra Chicago.
That sounds funny, but how tragic, you know?
To je i smešno i tragično.
The name is the character of the person.
Ime karakter. Awesome.
And when our daughter was born, they kept begging us, the nurses, what is the name of your baby?
Dakle, kad se naša ćerka rodila, onda su nas ove sestre molili da kažemo, kako se zove beba?
We said, we don't know yet.
Kaže, ne znamo još.
God is still helping us to decide.
Još uvijek nam Bog pomaže da se odlučimo.
We looked into her face for many hours and prayed
gledali
many
smo,
hours.
Gledali smo njeno lice satima i molili se Bogu.
And God helped us to decide the name for our baby.
I Bog nam je pomogao da odlučimo ime bebe.
And we put a big plaque on her wall with the meaning of the name and the reasons we had chosen her name.
I stavili smo, dakle, pano na sobu i ime i razloge zbog čega to ime.
And she's proud of her name.
Tako da je ponosna na svoje ime.
And that has become her goal in life, to live up to the character of her name.
Tako da je to postao cilj životni da živi po imenu.
So there's a theology in the name.
Tako da je teologija u imenu.
And I believe very likely God convicted Daniel's parents to name him this name because God knew that he would have this message to give to the world.
Tako da ja verujem da je Bog nagnao roditelje Danila da takvo ime daju detetu jer je znao da će on nositi poruku to svet.
Now, this is not the time that we will discuss the dating of the book of Daniel.
Ovo nije vreme za datume vremenske periode u Danilu.
You are aware that most critical scholars reject that Daniel wrote the book of Daniel.
Znate da mnogi kritičari odbacuju da je Danilo autor te knjige.
Because they do not believe in predictive prophecy.
Jer ne veruju u proroštvo.
And so they figure that Daniel must be written in the second century around the time of Antiochus Epiphanes.
Tako da mora da je Danilo napisan u drugom veku pre Hrista za vreme Antioh Epifana, kažu
oni. Because they find Antiochus Epiphanes as the one that fulfills most of the prophecies.
Jer za njih je Antioh Epifan ispunjenje većine proroštva.
Did Dr. Moskala, when he was here last spring,
da li vam je Moskala kad je bio ovde pričao o tome?
Did he tell you the story of his dissertation on Daniel?
Da li je pričao o svojoj disertaciji?
He was teaching Pentateuch, so maybe he didn't have opportunity to tell that story.
No, he didn't. Yeah.
But instead of going into all of the details of this, I will just tell you the story.
Da ne bi išao u sve detalje, evo vam priča.
Dr. Moskala came to Andrews to get his PhD.
Moskala je došao na Andrews da dobije doktorat.
He finished his comprehensive exams.
Završio je poslednje ispite.
Started writing his dissertation.
Počeo da piše disertaciju.
But then he had to go back to the Czech Republic.
A morao je onda da se vrati u Češku republiku.
Communism was still very strong in Czech Republic.
Komunizam je bio još uvijek jak.
And when he earned some more money and was ready to come back to complete his work. Kad je zaradio još
malo novca i hteo da se vrati.
The communist leaders said, "No way, you are not leaving this country."
Komunisti su rekli, ne, ovu zemlju nećeš napustiti.
So here, all of this money and all of this work for his dissertation and for his doctorate was impossible to finish.
Sav taj novac i sav taj uložen posao nije bilo moguće da se završi disertacija.
And the months and the years went by and nothing opened for him to come back.
Meseci i godine su prolazile, nisu se otvarala vrata za njega da se vrati.
So he said, "Lord, what shall I do?"
Rekao, Gospode, šta da radim?
And he became convicted that he should get another PhD there in Czech Republic.
Bio je ubeđen da treba da završi doktorat u Češkoj Republici.
So he went to the main university there, Charles University.
Otišao je na Charles Univerzitet u Pragu.
And his major professor was a very liberal, skeptical, higher critical scholar of the Old Testament.
Njegov profesor je bio jedan liberalni, kritični profesor za Stari Zavet.
Very nice man, but did not believe
fin čovjek, ali
the Bible as it's written.
Nije vjerovao u Bibliju onako kako Biblija kaže.
Moskala, Dr. Moskala loves the book of Daniel.
Moskala je voleo knjigu proroka Daniela.
And as he studied Daniel there under his major professor,
dok je studirao da proučava Danila,
of course his major professor said Daniel was written in the time of the Maccabees.
Glavni profesor je govorio pa Danilo je napisan u vreme Makabeja.
Second century, not in the sixth century.
Drugi vek, ne šesti vek.
Anyone that does not believe the Maccabean hypothesis is not a good scholar.
Svako ko ne veruje makabejsku hipotezu nije nikakav naučnik, skolar.
And so Dr. Moskala is a very courageous man.
Tako da Moskala je jedan hrabar čovjek.
And he did the same thing that Roy Gain did that I talked to you about yesterday.
Tako da je uradio sličnu stvar kao Roy Gain o kojoj sam pričao juče.
He decided to write his doctoral dissertation on the Maccabean hypothesis of the book of Daniel.
Da napiše disertaciju na makabejsku hipotezu Daniela.
With his major professor being this one that was a strong supporter of the Maccabean hypothesis.
A njegov glavni profesor bio je taj koji je baš zastupao tu hipotezu.
Would you have the courage to do that?
Da li biste imali hrabrosti da to uradite?
I don't know whether I would have the courage.
Ja ne znam da li bi ja imao.
But God convicted upon his heart that this is what he should do.
Ali Bog ga je ubedio da to treba da uradi.
He finished his dissertation and gave it to his major professor.
Dao je profesoru.
And the professor read it.
Profesor je pročitao.
And said, "You've changed my mind."
Kaže, promenio si moje mišljenje.
You have shown so many problems for the Maccabean hypothesis.
Toliko si problema pokazao sa tom makabejskom hipotezom.
That you have destroyed the Maccabean hypothesis.
Uništio si hipotezu makabejsku.
He passed his dissertation
položio, da prošao disertaciju odbranu.
And he made arrangements for his dissertation to be published in the Czech language.
I onda je napravio jedan, teo je da objavi disertaciju na češkom.
Wrote a beautiful, glowing introduction to this dissertation.
Napisao jedan predivan uvod za disertaciju.
And it was sent all over Czech Republic to all of the universities and the scholars. And the
poslali su onda po Češkoj Republici svim univerzitetima.
Amazing story.
Zaista čudna priča.
Now I can't tell you that his major professor became a Seventh-day Adventist.
Ne mogu vam reći da je taj glavni profesor postao adventista.
Yet.
Još uvek.
Or even that he fully believes that Daniel was written by Daniel in the 6th century.
Ili da potpuno veruje da je Danilo pisao knjigu proroka Danilo u 6. veku.
But at least he realizes that the Maccabean hypothesis just does not work anymore.
Ali u najmanju ruku veruje da makabejska hipoteza nije više validna.
So if you want to know the problems of the Maccabean hypothesis, you need to be able to read Czech language.
Ako želite da čitate o ovom problemu, onda morate čitati češki.
And he's in the process now of translating this into English, so...
Biće prevedeno na engleski.
So anyway, I will assume for the rest of our discussion here together that Daniel wrote the book of Daniel in the 6th century.
Ja ću samo podrazumevati da je Danilo pisao knjigu proroka Danilo u 6. veku.
Now we could look at the structure of Daniel, the beautiful literary structure of this.
Mogli bismo da radimo i na književnoj strukturi Danila.
And where is our student here who's doing Daniel 7 for your thesis? Where are you? Here?
Ko radi Danila 7 za tezu? Goran.
Yes, okay. So Goran. All of the answers will be forthcoming before May of next year.
Pre maja sledeće godine sve odgovore ćete imati kod Goran.
On Daniel 7.
Na Danila 7.
How does one approach the book of Daniel, especially the prophecies?
Kako da priđemo uopšte proroškom delu knjige proroka Daniela?
Well, you can approach them structurally. And
možete strukturološki da priđete tome.
In the literary structure, Daniel is the central chapter.
Ali u književnoj strukturi
Dr. Dukan has shown this in his commentary on Daniel.
Danilo ima centralnu glavu i Dukan je to pokazao u svom istraživanju.
But when we go to interpreting the book of Daniel,
ali kada tumačimo knjigu,
what are the major ways of interpreting it, the major schools of interpretation?
Koje su škole interpretacije ove knjige?
I have summarized these in the handout that I've given you, page 8 of your handout.
Sumirao sam ovo na 8. stranici papira koje sam vam dao.
Are there any extras of those handouts?
Ima li još koji viška?
You didn't get one, right?
No.
Here's one. Thanks. Page 8.
Osma stranica.
We have the three major schools of interpretation: historicist, preterist, and futurist.
Imamo naravno ove tri škole: istorijsku, preterističku i futurističku.
There is a fourth one, which is the idealist school.
Postoji četvrta, zove se idealistička.
But the idealist interpretation simply says that there is no fulfillment anywhere. It's
ali
just
idealistička kaže nema nikakvog ispunjenja nigde.
No detailed fulfillment of each part of the prophecy.
Nema detaljnog ispunjenja proroštva.
So I haven't included that on the diagram.
Zato taj nisam ni stavio u dijagram.
Which one of these positions was the position of the early church?
Koja od ove tri je bila pozicija rane crkve?
And of the Protestant reformers.
Kraj protestantizma.
Without exception, it was the historicist position.
Bez izuzetka, historicistička pozicija.
The historicist position argues that the prophecy starts in the time of Daniel.
Kaže historicizam da proroštvo počinje u vreme Danila.
And then moves through history, step by step by step.
I onda kroz istoriju, korak po korak.
To the end of time.
Do kraja vremena.
That's why it's called historicist, through history.
Zato se zove historicistička, kroz istoriju.
Every one of the reformers, the Protestant reformers, believed in this historicist principle.
Svaki od reformatora je verovao u ovaj historicistički pristup.
And they argued for the little horn, referring to the papal system, just as Adventists do.
Kažu da je mali rog papstvo kao što Adventisti tvrde.
They argued for the year-day principle.
Oni su bili i za dan, za godinu princip.
So why do we not hear our Protestant friends still arguing this way?
Zašto nemamo protestante danas koji još uvijek o tome govore?
What happened?
Šta se dogodilo?
You know the story.
Znate priču.
Two Jesuit priests of the Counter-Reformation.
Dva jezuitska sveštenika iz protivreformacije.
One of them by the name of Alcazar.
Jedan je Alcazar.
And the other one by the name of Ribera.
Drugi je Rivera.
Both of these priests attempted to divert the spotlight away from the Catholic system to somewhere else.
Oba jezuite su hteli da jednostavno skrenu pažnju sa rimokatoličke crkve.
And so Alcazar said that most of the prophecies are pointing to the past.
Alcazar je rekao, većina proroštva ukazuje na prošlost.
They were fulfilled in Antiochus Epiphanes.
U vreme Antioha Epifana.
And thus they don't deal with the Roman Catholic system.
Tako se ne spominje uopšte rimokatolički sistem.
Whereas Ribera came up with another suggestion.
Je doneo još jedan predlog.
The Antichrist is not Antiochus Epiphanes, it is some individual way off in the future.
Antihrist nije Antioh Epifan, to je neka ličnost u dalekoj budućnosti.
Both of these said there's no year day principle.
Oba kažu nema dan za godinu principa.
The Antichrist is not referring to the papacy.
I Antihrist nema veze s papstvom.
These were, remember, these were Jesuit scholars.
To su jezuitski naučnici.
And the whole Protestant world has followed one or the other of these scholars.
Ceo protestantski svet je dakle odlučio da sledi jednog ili drugog.
Liberal Protestants?
Liberalni protestanti?
Have said the preterist view is right.
Preterizam su prihvatili.
No long range predictive prophecy.
Nema dugih vremenskih perioda i proroštava.
And the futurists,
a futuristi,
the conservative,
a konzervativni protestanti,
Protestants have gone into dispensationalism, most of them.
Su otišli u dispensacionalizam.
In which there is some future antichrist figure in the
neki budući antihrist figura, dakle.
So who is left to lift up the torch of the Protestant Reformation regarding prophecy?
Ko će onda da podigne baklju reformacije kad je u pitanju proroštvo?
Who are the prophetic heirs of the Reformation?
Ko su proročki naslednici reformacije?
There's only one church left.
Jedna crkva je samo ostala.
The Adventist Church is the only one that still is preaching this Protestant message.
Adventistička crkva je još jedina propoveda ovu poruku protestantsku.
Now just because the Protestant reformers taught it doesn't make it true.
Ali samo zato što su reformatori učili to ne znači da je istinito.
But if you look at these diagram of these three schools of interpretation.
Ako pogledate dijagram ove tri škole,
you find that the only one that fits all of the biblical data without manipulating the data is the historicist view.
Jedini pogled koji nije manipulisao činjenicama je istoricistički.
What do the preterists have to do?
Šta su preteristi morali da urade?
Well, first of all, they have to divide the Medes and the Persians into two different empires.
Morali su da podele Mediju i Persiju u dva carstva.
You notice under Daniel 7 there?
Vidite u Danilu 7.
The bear represents the Medes.
Medved predstavlja Mediju, to je ova druga.
And the leopard represents Persia.
A leopard Persiju, ris.
But did the Medes and the Persians ever exist as two separate empires like this?
Da li su Medija i Persija ikad postale kao?
Is this what the angel interpreter said that this power would represent?
Da li je to anđeo kazao da će ta sila to predstavljati?
In Daniel 8 it specifically says that this power is the Medo-Persia, Medes and Persians together, not separate.
U Danilu 8 jasno se kaže da je to jedno carstvo, Medo, Persija.
But worse than that, the preterist view has to say that the prophecy of the end of the world kingdom failed.
Ali još gore, preteristi moraju da kaže da je proroštvo o carstvima u stvari bilo neispunjeno.
Because right after the little horn was supposed to come the end of the world.
Jer posle malog roga za njih treba da dođe kraj sveta.
And if the little horn was Antiochus Epiphanes,
ako je mali rog Antioh Epifan,
the end of the world didn't happen according to the prophecy.
Kraj sveta nije se desio.
And they have to say basically Daniel's prophecies ended in failure.
Onda moraju da kažu Danilovo proročanstvo jednostavno završ neispunjeno.
If you go to the futurist view,
ako odete u futurizam,
the futurists have to put a gap of almost 2000 years into the prophecy.
2000 godina jaza postoji kod futurizma.
And I've marked where that gap occurs there in
ja sam taj jaz obeležio.
Gap, 4 times in the 4 prophecies.
4 puta se spominje ovaj jaz.
When you read those texts, there's no gap.
Ako čitate tekstove, nema nikakvog jaza.
So they have to put something into the text, read something into the text that's not there.
Tako da moraju da učitaju tekst nešto što nije.
For example, the 70 weeks.
Na primjer, 70 sedmica.
They have to see 69 weeks that bring you to Jesus' time.
69 sedmica ih vodi u Isusovo vreme.
And then they put in a gap of 2000 years.
A onda jaz 2000 godina.
And then the 70th week is way down here.
A onda 70. sedmica na kraju.
Which is not found in the prophecy.
To nije u proroštvu prikazano tako.
So I suggest that the only one of these major schools of interpretation that really fits the biblical data is the historicist.
Jedini koji odgovara biblijskim činjenicama je historicistički od svih ovih škola.
It starts in Daniel's day.
Počinje u Danilovo vreme.
Prophecy develops right on down through history without.
Razvija se kroz istoriju bez prekida.
And it leads us to the time of the end.
I vodi nas do vremena kraja.
In which we're living right now.
A mi živimo sad u to vreme.
So I am proud to be an heir of the Reformation view of prophecy.
Tako da sam ponosan što sam nasljednik reformatorskog viđenja proroštva.
It was very interesting when a couple years ago the Adventists were dialoguing with the Lutherans about our similarities and our differences of doctrine.
Bilo je zanimljivo, pre nekoliko godina Adventisti i Luterani su imali dijalog.
And when it came to the interpretation of prophecy,
kad smo došli kod proroštva,
some of the Lutheran representatives there were scoffing at us for teaching these crazy views about the papacy and about the year day principle.
Neki luteranski naučnici, teolozi su nas čak i smejavali za te sulude stvari o papstvu.
And our Adventist representatives simply reminded them, this is what Martin Luther taught.
A on ih jednostavno podsjetio, hej, pa ovo je Martin Luther učio.
How can you say we're teaching something strange and odd and different when this was what your forefather taught?
Kako možete kažete da to čudno i strano kad je vaš otac to učio duhovno?
And that was not, they didn't like that very well.
Nisu to baš voleli.
They said, well, we don't believe what Luther teaches anymore. So.
Tako da su rekli, ne vjerujemo u to što je Luther učio više.
Anyway, that was an interesting experience.
To je bilo zanimljivo iskustvo.
Let's look at another foundational aspect. Well, let's take another break. One more break.